what I would do to the what I would do with the client is I would point out the very first time the hands start coming together. I say, your hands are, as Adriana said, your hands are coming together. Did you notice your hands are coming together? And then the client might say yes or no, and you say, well, you're not doing that consciously, are you? Because you want to make sure the client is doing them unconsciously.
Acknowledges the unconscious movement of the hand consciously.
If the client consciously acknowledges the unconscious movement of the hand, that will not, under any circumstances, impede it. It's called amplification. In fact, it will amplify it.
Now, what you will probably experience when you go through the process of parts integration, if you have a real profound parts integration, as Lisa had, what you will experience is that you are caught into contemplating the part, their purposes for you. And therefore, these micro movements will escape your awareness. Remember, we have 2,000 bits of information that come from outside and from inside of us all the time.
2 million.
Two million. But we are not aware of all of them. We are aware of 134. And if all 134 are caught into contemplation, contemplating the parts, these little things may escape our conscious.
Client's not going to be aware of the hands coming.
This is why when you bring it to them and point it to them and bring it to their attention, they are quite surprised because they understand something has happened. And even if they don't know consciously what has happened, it's a nice acknowledgement for the unconscious mind's work.
In fact, not only does it not impede the process, it actually amplifies the process. So when you point out to the client something they're doing unconsciously in a hypnotic setting, it will actually increase it rather than decrease it. Probably not. If it does, you could just utilize it. So you could say, and you may hear the ring of people trying to intrude at the moment, and that will allow you to be focused even more on your hands coming together.
Or may I say the ringing of new ideas coming to you which weren't available to you in the past. So it's just utilization. At that point, it's utilization of everything that happens in a therapeutic session, being outside noises or inside situations with the client.
Milton model pattern number 19. Yeah. Yep. Yes.
Yes. I've done this with people on how to take about 40 minutes past altogether. Is that appropriate? Is that okay? I mean,
it could be okay. Just make sure. We got up to the sublime in terms of chunking up.
And I really, really chunked it up.
She chunked up way up. And it was really good because. It was really good to see. I don't know if you guys took notes on what her words were. The only way that I find that's really consistent to do that is to write down what the client says as best you can, word for word. Now I know you're doing that. You got the script. You're doing the parts integration. But get a little piece of paper and write down whatever words the client gives you.
But you see, the second part, the part with wanted behavior, chunked up actually.
Almost to the level that Adriana...
Almost to the very highest level where I was with
down.
The other part.
2 levels down from the highest level she had gone on the first.
Actually, 2 levels and 1 level down. Because everyone will feel that piece.
Yeah.
So it was right up there. I didn't even have to chunk up the second part.
Now, what she got to, by the way, was... And she got all the way up to whatever I want to do, which, interestingly enough, was the opposite of what the original behavior of the part was producing.
So I thought that was important for her for the part to notice that the behavior, even the part itself, was conflicted in and of
inside
itself.
Inside the part. But it doesn't have to take 40 minutes. I think maybe you hadn't chunked high enough if it took that long.
Usually it's very good, but I have had that.
Yeah. I think a lot of times then there's reluctance.
Yeah.
If it takes 40 minutes, there's reluctance. It probably shouldn't take more than 10 or 15 minutes to do the entire process. Yeah?
What you can do, you can pre-frame more, and that will shorten the intervention itself. Put more pre-frames in place.
What I'd like you to ask is, part comes out of your hand, does that look like someone you know?
Okay. Can that be yourself?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Secondly, you know how I asked earlier, I said in terms of when you're constantly like, not sure, which is wanted, which is unwanted.
Oh, not sure which is the unwanted one. Yeah, you asked that, yeah.
And then you said, you will identify one for that.
I would pick the one which was unwanted. I don't identify it per se. Remember we say we start with the unwanted. If I had to pick one, I would just go, oh, gee, okay, I'll pick this one. I mean, I'm not going to point it out to her per se, but I would start with one, and I would start with the one which I felt was the most unwanted.
Now, if the integration is really profound, the integration may take several hours.
After the hands have come together and after they've come down.
So Lisa is still integrating right now. Are you?
And you'll have many new learnings in the next 24
Absolutely.
Hours for sure.
Available to you.
Many new learnings. All kinds of
realizations. And they may be even an aha that you never thought of.
And you'll really step into your power. We're not going to suggest that. No.
You can do that now.
You can suggest it. Yeah. And do you have a second? Was that your second question? Yeah. Good. Yes. Is it possible that the intention for the unwanted behavior could be negative? Yes, interimly.
And?
Remember that all behavior has a positive intention. And I had one guy go, what's this part doing? He goes, the part wants to kill me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, especially when you're talking to a part that creates a disease.
Yep.
He goes, the part wants to kill me. I go, well, for
Fine.
What purpose?
For what purpose? Purpose?
For what purpose? And he finally goes, well, the part wants to make me happy. So I said, well, that's real interesting. The part wants to kill you to make you happy. Does the part realize its behavior is conflicted with its highest intention? And he goes, well, it didn't, but it does now.
So usually when you have a negative intention of a part, that's very low chunk.
Yeah, it's negative intention is only a too low chunk.
Yep.
You got to get up. You'll have to get up. I mean, you will get up beyond.
And you can, as you noticed, you can rotate all the questions from the hierarchy of idea for chunking up.
Okay, other questions? Yes. Could say that's right. Adriana said that's right several times.
Hands
move big.
And also,
big
you may give indications and suggestions like don't let your hands come together until you allow the all integration to occur at the unconscious level. That's a nice suggestion.
That's a distinctly Ericksonian technique. Do not allow blank until blank occurs. Do not allow your hands to come together until it's fully integrated the unconscious mind now. Yeah, always good to give hypnotic suggestions. Oh. But here's one thing I would prefer you don't do. I would prefer you don't give hypnotic suggestions about the hands coming together until the hands start coming together without the hypnotic suggestions.
So until the client's really, really beyond boundaries.
Because I'd like to know that I don't force it with hypnosis. I know very well that I could give hypnotic suggestions and the hands would come together. So I want the hands to start together.
Honestly.
Honestly. That's good. Honestly. I want the hands to start together honestly.
Like the client's doing it honestly with no suggestion whatsoever.
Then I'll amplify it with suggestions. Did you notice your hands were coming together? No. Are you doing that consciously? No. Good. So don't allow them to come together now until all of the diverse neurological pathways are integrated at the unconscious level. And you notice the change occurring inside you.
Things like this you can say. Yeah?